Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands like you got power. Clap your hands like you an overcomer. Come on, clap your hands like you got victory. Clap your hands like it's your time, your season. Clap your hands like you in the middle of a breakthrough. Clap your hands like you in the middle of a breakthrough. Clap your hands like you in the middle of a breakthrough. Clap your hands like you know Jesus is in my role. Healing on my role. Deliverance on my role. It's miracles, signs, and wonders. Get ready to hit my role. Revival is about to hit my role. Breakthrough just hit my role. Chilling just hit my role. Peace just hit my role. Send a miracle up and down your role. Send a breakthrough up and down your role. Declare over your role that this is revival role. This is healing role. Everybody on my role, go get a breakthrough. Everybody on my role, getting a healing. Everybody on my role, walking in power, walking in authority, walking in deliverance, walking in strength, walking in purpose, walking in breakthrough. Touch your neighbor and shout, neighbor. Don't let me praise God by myself. Don't let me dance by myself. Don't let me holler by myself. Don't let me run by myself. But when you see me go in, when you see me shout, shout with me, praise with me, dance with me, holler with me. 'Cause when you shout, when I shout, when I get a miracle, you gon' get a miracle. When I get a breakthrough, you gon' get a breakthrough. Now everybody on your row, let them know we're going higher. We're going deeper. You won't stay the same. You can't sit on my row and be about to lose your mind. You can't sit on my row and be about to go crazy. Everybody on my row, you win. Shout for the victory. Hey! Shout for the victory. Shout for the victory. Shout for the victory. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. 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 I'm ready, 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 I'm ready. I'm ready. Now act like you're ready. Sound like you're ready. Get in the ready posture. Get in the ready position. Get like you're ready. Shout it out. Let's go. Let's go. Woo! Let's go. I still feel the fire from the first service. I still feel the fire from the first service. And every round goes higher and higher. We're not coming down. We're not coming down. We're not coming down. This is not a workout. You don't have to warm up. All I got to do is think of the goodness of Jesus. And everything he's done for me, my soul, my soul, my soul cries hallelujah. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go, 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 let's go. What would your praise sound like if God said by this time tomorrow you walking in a breakthrough? What would your praise look like? You got 22 seconds to give God a sneak preview praise. Hey, I said don't let me praise by myself. If your neighbor shouting, you ought to be shouting. If your neighbor dancing, you ought to be. By this time tomorrow, by this time. Ooh, tomorrow. You better time stamp it. By this time tomorrow, July 28th, 11-11, 2025, I'm walking in a breakthrough. It's 11-11. 11-11. Four consecutive ones. Y'all don't know when to give God glory. Four consecutive ones for 25 praises. You getting ready to do something you ain't never did before. You've never been before. You never walked in before. You getting ready to experience a first time, hallelujah, miracle. If you believe it, you got 12 seconds to give God, I believe, praise in Jesus. One, two, three, four, one, two. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, shot, catch up a hole. Ha, ta, ta, ta. You about to get a phone call that's going to change your life. You about to get a phone. This is not the week to have your phone on silent. This is not the week to not be answering unidentified calls. You better answer every call. The devil going to try to make you think it's a spam. This is not a spam. It's what you've been praying for. It's not a spam. It's what you've been praying for. Answer the phone. Answer the phone. Answer. Pick it up. Pick it up. Pick it up on the first ring. Pick it up. Don't let it go to voicemail. Pick it up on the first ring. That's the kind of urgency you got to have. You got to pick it up on the first ring. You're gonna be, and the phone will be like, this phone even ring. I was waiting for it. Because when you've been waiting for something, y'all don't know when to have church in here. When you've been waiting for something, you ain't got time to act like you wasn't waiting for the call. Y'all know I'm picking it up on the first ring. Who am I talking to? Answer the phone, open up your mouth and shout. Let's go. We thank God. He cut a little. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. I'm trying not to run. We thank God. I'm trying not to do a cartwheel. We thank God. Hey, touch him who leaning over. Tell him, I said, stand up. Say, hold your head up, baby. Hold your head up. Look at me. Ooh, ha, ha, ha. Look at me. Oh, shit, come on. Look at me. Look at me. When I tell you the hard part is behind you, sha-ta-ta-ta. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy. Wipe your tears, dry your eyes. That affliction will not arise a second time. God said the last time was the last time. If you ain't jealous, praise God like that's your son. Praise God like that's your brother. Praise God like that's your nephew. The devil can't have him. The devil can't touch him. The devil won't dominate him. The devil won't take him out. You shall live. I need about 12 mothers to go in for your son. I need about 12 mothers go in for your son. I need about 12 fathers. Give God glory for your son, for your child's deliverance. Give God glory. Watch God turn it around. What you wrestle with, your children won't wrestle with. What dominated you won't be able to touch your children. Oh, in the name of Jesus. You better run, you better run. Don't nobody know. They don't 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 know. They have no idea. They have no idea. They have no idea. Because some of us, we were only left with a praise. for the greatest pastor in the entire universe. Come on, clap for him. We thank God for the miracles and signs, wonders, breakthrough that our man of God and our woman of God get ready to walk into. We thank God for the increase. They need this rest. Hallelujah for the miracle that's getting ready to take place. Come on, I need somebody who ain't. We thank God for rested leaders. We thank God for leaders who prioritize rest. Somebody shout, do it for my leaders. That was a little Presbyterian, but I'm going to let y'all make it though. We thank God for them. Come on, while you're clapping again for our leaders, come on, let's clap for them. Thank God for the person sitting beside you. Come on, clap for them. Tell them, I'm so glad you came to church. I'm so glad you made it to worship. I'm so glad you came here today. I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad you didn't just watch the stream. I'm so glad. I feel Jesus. Let's go. To the book of Daniel. Thank you, Father. Daniel, the first chapter. Come on, let's get through this. Daniel, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Daniel, the first chapter, beginning with verse 17 through the 19. And I'm going to read it from what I like to call the Message version of the Bible, which is also called the ghetto version of the Bible. It's like the red Kool-Aid version. With diabetes level of sugar in it. The red Kool-Aid version of the Bible. Hallelujah. When you have Daniel 1, 17 through 19 from the Message version, it should be on the screen. Shout yes with a loud voice. Yes. Shout yes like you know something is coming. Yes. That sound real good. I don't know who that man is, but I love the way you holler. The Bible said, God gave these four young men knowledge and skill both in books and life. And in addition, Daniel was getting out of a whole shanda. Sorry, Daniel, Daniel was gifted in my heart in understanding all sorts of visions and dreams. I see something. Tell your neighbor, I see something. All sorts of vision and dreams at the end of the set time by the king for their training, the head of the royal staff brought them into Nebuchadnezzar. When the king interviewed them, he found them far superior to all other young men. None were a match for Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And so they took their place. Ooh, God has made room for you. Don't you ever think for one second, you ain't got to fight over nobody's spot, place, position. God has made room. They took their place in the king's service. Whenever the king consulted them on anything, on books or on life, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his kingdom put together. And the word of the Lord is blessed. Make sure you got somebody that's gonna scream. Make sure you got somebody beside you that's gonna help you praise God. If your neighbor don't shout, hit them. But if they do shout, both of y'all be debt free by the end of the year. Shout like every student loan paid off. Shout like every medical bill, credit card bill, mortgage. Shout like you got a cash anointing. Open up your mouth and shout. Look at your neighbor and shout, neighbor, it's time for you to elevate. Touch everybody around you and shout, elevate, 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 elevate. We're going higher. You're coming off the ground. You're getting out the trenches. You're getting out of the dirt. You're coming out of the valley. It's time to elevate. Touch everybody. Shout, elevate, elevate, elevate. For 1.5 seconds, be seated. I can't even give you 2 seconds now. be seated for 1.5 seconds for 25 praisers in here. I don't know who I'm talking to. I only know by the way you shout. God says what was held up is about to be released unto you. What was delayed, what was held off, what was postponed, I see a status change in the realm of the spirit. What was delayed now has an on-time arrival. It was held up, but there's an on-time arrival. It was canceled, but there's an on-time arrival. What you've been praying for is about to land and pull up at your door. So let's make it make sense. Let's make it make sense. Let's make it make sense. This has been a season. The last few months, 2025, has been all about divine repositioning. 2025 has all been about, the whole year has been about divine repositioning. When we elevate in God, we are not elevating in our own strength. We are not elevating out of our own flesh. We are elevating in the things of the spirit. We are elevated, hey God, in the realm of the spirit, but it is about to spill over into the natural realm. To a divine relocation, hallelujah, means to be moved, shifted, strategically realigned in order to better function, flow, or fulfill purpose. This divine repositioning is not just a change of location. You can't move to Houston and think that's gonna fix everything. You can't move to Atlanta and think that's gonna fix everything. I need about 25 praisers to let you know God gonna bless you right where you are. Because this relocation, this divine repositioning, it starts in the spirit first. Y'all don't want to have no church. It starts in the spirit first, and then it spills over into the natural. There's no need for you having a different zip code with the same mentality. There's no need of you having a different area code with the same heart posture. Now, God, create in me a clean. It's been too low. It's been way too low. We've been having too many low-level conversations. We've been having talking to too many low-minded thinkers. We've been trying to build with low-capacity builders. Lord, have mercy. But God says, hallelujah, that I am over the next. I feel a shift coming in August. I feel a shift coming in August. August is the eighth month and a month of new beginnings, and I feel a shift. Glory be to God. What did not happen the first 7 months, let God watch what God does the last 4 months of 2025. I prophesy elevated positions and proposals. Elevated positions and elevated proposals. The Bible says in Psalms 5, verses 6 through 7 from the Passion Translation, the Bible says, this I know. Lord, you can't just read the Bible. You got to read the Bible. This I know. The favor that brings promotion and power don't come from nowhere on earth. For can't nobody exalt a person but God. This next miracle, it's not based on your education. I appreciate your education. It's not based on your credit score. That's good for your credit score. It's not based on your experience. I prophesy over 25 praisers. You may have been the last one hired, but the first one promoted. You were the last one to arrive, but the first one to go up. Can you tell 24 praisers, we've been jumped to the front, baby? Think it not strange. Hey, hey, hey. think it not strange when you surpass the suppressor. Think it not strange that the very one that was blackballing you, trying to sabotage you, trying to keep you from walking in those doors, the very one that went and told lies, spread it untruths, saying, you know, you better watch her, you better watch him. The very one, they gonna have to look around and figure out, how did you make it here? I release the anointing. Watch this, y'all. Glory, I don't know if it's an anointing or if it's just me, but you're going to catch it in a minute. Lord, however, y'all remember on the cartoon Looney Tunes. On the cartoon Looney Tunes, there was a character called Wile E. Coyote. Wile E. Coyote had an arch nemesis, the Roadrunner. Wile E. Coyote would go through lengths and depths and breadth to set booby traps for the Roadrunner. He would go through all kind of stuff just setting a booby trap. And here come the Roadrunner, minding his own business, run right past the booby trap. Here go Wile E. Coyote trying to scratch his head, figure out what happened. Go over there and check the booby trap. And the booby trap he set for the Roadrunner blow up in his face. I need about 12 praises to shout, beep, beep. God, every trap. Beep, beep, hey, shut up. Beep, beep, y'all don't know when to get happy. Beep, beep, y'all don't know when to get happy. Beep, beep, every trap that the devil set for you. Beep, beep, every trap that he set for your child. Beep, beep, every plot to try to take y'all out. Beep, beep. What the devil meant for bad, God turned it around for my good. Shout, elevate. Elevate, elevate, elevate. Elevate, elevate, elevate. Not only elevated positions and elevated proposals, but here it is. God said, get ready for elevated partnerships. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, it's about to make sense. Look, you will summon nations you ain't never heard of. Nations who ain't never heard of you will come running to follow you because Yahweh, your God, the Holy One of Israel, has glorified you. Oh, God, God, hold on, hold on, hold on. So, good. Gone are the days where you are devaluing, diminishing who you are. Gone are the days of you watering down your anointing, watering down your brilliance, watering down who you really are. So, some folk who don't know who they are, who are insecure, threatened, jealous, low-key enemies to feel better about themselves. Baby, if you are in disobedience in your own life, how can you dictate how I'm supposed to? You don't even know. Gone are the days of you going on the sale rack, clearance rack, discount rack, devaluing your product, devaluing, glory be to God, who you are just to be accepted. God is about to elevate your partnerships. Every person who has purpose, you were not designed to carry that purpose out alone. But God is sending people in your direction that you can trust, who are loyal, they ain't shaky, they ain't shady, they ain't gatekeepers. I cancel every demonic gatekeeper that's been trying to keep you out, that's been trying to dictate how high you go. The devil is a lie. God is dismantling every demonic alliance, every demonic partnership that was aimed in your direction. And so for the next 12 months, you just keep your hands clean. For the next 12 months, you just keep your heart pure, because God says he's about to call self-detonation over every demonic ally and every demonic alliance that was trying to come up on you. My God, my God. The Bible says here in the text, glory be to God, that people who didn't even know you will come running after you. The neighborhood didn't support you, but the
nations are getting ready to catch wind of who you are and what you carry. I prophesy a global anointing on your life. What one did not do, there's a whole nation, God, getting ready to raise up. What one did not support, there's a whole nation, God, getting ready to raise up. You're going to be trying to figure out, where did all of this help come from? Well, let me tell you why. You know how you help other folk. You know how you ride for other people. God, getting ready to send some people that how you ride for others, they go ride for you. Oh, I need somebody in here. Open up your mouth and thank God for every elevated partnership. You will not be stressed out, burned out, woe out, about to lose your mind. God is sending weight lifters to carry the weight for you, to be supportive in the name of Jesus. Touch three people and shout, elevate, elevate, elevate. Here it is. Woo! Thank you, Father. I hear God. God said the right people have located you and the wrong people cannot find you. Y'all don't know when to get happy. The right people have located you and God has hidden you from every wrong motive, every impure person, every impure heart in the name of Jesus. Open up your mouth and shout, elevate. Let me get to my text. I'm having too much fun right now. Let me get to my text. Half a second and we're almost there. So now the question is, when we look in the text, and the question is this, and this is a question that many of us have had. Lord, why me? Why this? And why now? Well, let's make it make sense. The Bible says in Daniel 1, verses 3 and 4, the Bible says that the king ordered Ashpenaz, his chief eunuch, to take charge of some of the captured Israelites from the royal and noble family. Somebody shout royal and noble families. Then the Bible goes on to say, here's the description or the qualifications of who we want to target and who we want to capture. The Bible said it got to be young folk who without any physical defect who are good looking. Did you hear what I just said? Who are good looking? Now hold up, wait a minute. They are all slaves. They are all captives. They are all prisoners. But the king said, I want the good looking ones who are all, they are still all slaves. Everybody, nobody is wearing their royal garments. They all dress the same. They are all dirty. They are all in chains. They are all disheveled. But the king said, but it's something about some of them that don't look like the rest of them. He said, I want the good looking ones. Now here is where you should appraise, because you still look good even though you are in chains right now. Some of y'all really should have went up in a praise right there, because you going through pure D hell. You are in the fight of your life. But when you came to church this morning, you didn't come in here looking like a slave. You didn't come in here with your head hung down low. No, you made up in your mind, I refuse to look like the hell that I'm in right now. Folk can't even tell you going through what you going through, because you still walked in here with a praise. People don't even know you fighting with as much as you fighting with, because you never lost your praise. Is there anybody in here other than me? The enemy attack your mind. He attack your money, he attack your marriage, but he left your mouth intact. And with my mouth, I can get everything back better than what I lost. My Bible says, life and death lies in the power of your tongue. You shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. I came to let 25 praisers know, everything the devil took, tell him he can have that, because I'm getting ready to prophesy to an elevated status, and my life will look like my words. Shout elevate! You was feeling some kind of way, cause wasn't nobody checking on you. You was feeling some kind of way, cause wasn't nobody saying. They didn't know you was going through some. See, some of us in here, we preach healing to other people while we was taking treatment ourselves. Some of us in here, we preach deliverance and pray deliverance over other folks' lives when we was wrestling with depression ourselves. But I came to let 25 pray. Us in here, no. God said you getting ready, hallelujah. Everything in your life is getting ready to align. You will not have a mixed match anointing. You will not be anointed in the pulpit and about to lose your mind at home. You will not be anointed in your body and broken your finances. God said he's about to allow your anointing and your lifestyle to mirror and match in the name of Jesus. What would your praise sound like when you live on the level of your anointing? Open up your mouth and shout. You about to live like you got it now. You about to live like you got it. Thank you, Father. What was a prophecy this month is about to be a promise by the end of next month. Y'all don't know when to get happy in here. I said what was a prophecy this month is about to be a promise by the end of next month. What you prophesied this month, you gonna see it in your hand next month. Open up your mouth and shout. Now here it is. And so now the question is, what are the requirements to elevate? I'm so glad you asked. What's my responsibility in this whole thing? Because see, I want y'all getting home and saying that was a false prophet. She prophesied all this stuff and ain't nothing happened. Let me tell you something, baby. Now see, it's not that I'm a false prophet. You may be a false recipient. Because if God released the word and you didn't manage the word, I didn't miss it. You mismanaged it. I can't hear nobody. So here are the requirements to elevate. I'm having too much fun right now. Put me about 3 more minutes on the clock. Here it is. Yep, the first thing is, we have to have an undefiled appetite. I know that's a cuss word to a lot of folk, but just stay with me. We have to have an undefiled appetite. And it's right here in the text. The Bible says in Daniel 1:8 from the New Living Translation, I love you, Jesus. The Bible says, but Daniel was determined not to defile himself by eating the king's food and wine. The king wanted to be in charge of what they're consuming. The king wanted to be in charge of what they're eating. He wanted to be in charge and control what they were consuming so that he could control them. Because your diet is connected to your destiny. Lord, I wish I had a church. And I'm not talking about being pescatarian, vegan, or vegetarian. I'm talking about what we consume, not only in our natural bodies, but what we consume spiritually, what we consume mentally, what we allow to pass by our eye gate, what we allow to get in our ear gate. We have to have an undefiled, glory be to God, appetite. The God of this world, which is the enemy, the devil, is in your algorithm. Whatever you look at on social media, it's going to continue to navigate and continue to recycle on your social media page. Whatever you Google, hallelujah, and ChatGPT, glory be to God, glory be to God, it's going to continue to filter and cycle because the enemy is involved and controls the algorithm. That's why, people of God, we can't be jumping on all these old live, old weird, spooky Facebook lives. We can't be jumping on all these old weird and spooky prophetic prayer lines. I'm scared of some of these prophets, because if you prophesy for 8 hours straight but never open up your Bible, something wrong. Y'all don't know when to get happy in here. They're nothing but master imposters and spiritual manipulators. If that prophetic word only brings you back to them and not point to him, it's something wrong. Y'all don't know when to have church. I'm not impressed that you know my birthday, which is already listed on Facebook. I'm not impressed if you know what my favorite color is when you've gone through my social media profile and looked up. Y'all don't know when to get happy. Lord have mercy. If you had, my God, loose me and let me go. Let me go and walk real hard in this. When you know you got power, you will be like David. When this, God, when the Amalekites had attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire, when the very men that called David king in the 30th chapter, in the 22nd chapter, wanted to kill him in the 30th chapter, David said, wait a minute, the men done turned their backs on me. My family has taken slavery. My city is burned down with fire. David said, I ain't got nobody to encourage me. So let me encourage when you got real power, you don't need a false prophet to try to encourage or manipulate you. You'll know how to get in this word yourself and be able to encourage yourself. Schizophrenic folk, bipolar folk, manic folk ain't the only folk that talk to themselves, because every now and then there's some blood washed trophies of grace. You ever been riding in your car having a conversation with me, myself, and I? Folk look over in your car trying to figure out who you talking to, and you want to tell them, I ain't talking to nobody, I'm having a little talk with Jesus, telling them about my problems. He won't put my business on Facebook. He won't try to take my spouse. But is there anybody in here that ever had a problem and you took it to God in prayer? We got to have an undefiled appetite. I can't sacrifice, hey God, click my consecration for clicks and likes. I can't sacrifice or be so clout chasing, wanting to go viral, that I lay down my conviction. Oh my God, somebody got to do. Everybody ain't trying to look for a loophole to sin. Some of us really love God's people. Some of us really trying to do it right. Who am I talking to in here? My God, my grandmother said it like this. This is why we can't have, hallelujah, allow our appetite to become defiled. My grandmama said it like this. If they can buy you, they can sell you. My God, and we got to have standards. We got to teach our daughters and sons how to have standards so that our daughters are not impressed by a little boy taking them to Atlanta for the weekend, because we take our daughters on vacation ourselves. Y'all don't know when to get happy. We have to teach, model it for the ones that's coming up, that there is a standard. Oh my God, and it's not unattainable. There is a standard. I can't do everything that other folk are doing. And some of us, we need to detox our timeline. We need to detox our phone records. We need to detox the pictures that we got in our phone. Because God said, I will my what profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul. I don't want the money and about to bust hell wide open. But is there anybody in here other than me? When you elevate this time, you gonna elevate in character, elevate in integrity, elevate in discipline, elevate in wisdom, elevate in authority. Look at your neighbor and tell them, we all gonna elevate. I'm tired of living beneath my purpose. I'm tired of living beneath my standard. I'm tired of living beneath my covenant. I'm gonna live on the level that God wants me to live on. So I can't jump on every Netflix. I can't jump on every TikTok trend. I can't do everything that they do. Because we are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, and a chosen generation. Look at your neighbor and tell them you've been chosen to elevate. That was the wrong neighbor. Find you somebody else. Look at them and tell them we've been chosen to elevate. When we have an undefiled appetite, this is when God sets us up for unheard of results. Lord, have mercy. I said what an undefiled appetite leads to is unheard of results. And it's right there in the text. The Bible says that after Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, after they consecrated, after they kept their and maintained their consecration, the Bible said that the king would challenge them, bring them up against anybody, and they were 10 times better than all the magicians and all of the enchanters in the entire realm. Did you hear what I just said? They were 10 times better than millions and millions of people in the entire generation and entire realm. These four young men were 10 times better. Can I prophesy to 25 praisers that God is setting you up to elevate to a level that you have never experienced before? God said you're getting ready to achieve total victory, leaving no room for the competition. He's about to set you apart from the saints and the ants. He says, get ready to receive total victory, overwhelming success, a blowout, a wipeout, a win by a landslide. Can I prophesy to 18 praisers that everybody connected to your last name because you maintain your consecration? Everybody connected to your last name is getting ready to elevate. My God, y'all don't know when to get happy. Everybody connected to your last name is getting ready to elevate. When I count to three, I want you to release your name in the atmosphere and watch the angels of the Lord pick it up and multiply it. One, two, three. Release your name in the atmosphere. Release your house in the atmosphere. Elevation just hit your house. Elevation just hit your last name. Elevation just hit everybody that's connected to you. Bye-bye trouble, bye-bye poverty, bye-bye depression. You should have killed me, you should have hurt me while I was down. You should have messed me up while I was in the trenches, but you messed up. I got up. Is there anybody in here? You got one more fight. You got one more swing. You got one more hit. You got one more holler. You got one more praise. You're one holler away from a total elevation. One praise away from a total elevation. When I count to three, your sound in the name of Jesus. One, two, three. Release it, release it. 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 You won't die before your time. You shall live to declare the works of the Lord. It's your season, it's your time to elevate. Grab you a neighbor by the hand. Shake that neighbor, shake them up good. Y'all ain't shaking nobody. Shake off the past, shake off the pain, shake off the disappointment, and shout, neighbor, that's not me shaking you. That's the Holy Ghost elevating you. That's the Holy Ghost turning that thing around. Late in the midnight slumber, no sleep. You going to bed tonight, recover your peace. You won't lose your mind. You won't go crazy. You won't end up in an institution. No addiction, no depression, no panic attack, no anxiety, no suicidal thoughts, no thoughts of depression. Shall be able to separate you from your destiny. Billows may roar, breakers may dash, I shall not sway. He holds me fast. My soul has been anchored in the Lord for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life, I'll be dancing, I'll be praising, I'll be singing, I'll be shouting. No weapon, no voodoo, no hoodoo, no witchcraft, no chicken's feet, no red pepper. Lord, come on, Zion, I yield. Open up your mouth. Give him a yes. give him a yes. Open up your mouth and give him a yes. Open up your mouth and give him a yes. When I count to three, you're going to give God a brand new yes. And this is for every demon who thought he's going to have dominion over you. God giving you the victory. One, two, three, shout yes. Going back to your seat, find you somebody, look at them good, look at me. I don't care what they said, it's a lie. When I lay my hands on you, you gonna shout yes. You gonna shout yes as loud as you can. And everybody in here gonna help us shout yes. And every trap, every attack in your mind, God freeing you, delivering you, you will never go back. In the name, and you gonna shout yes like this your baby. You gonna shout yes like this your daughter. You gonna shout yes like this your son. You gonna shout yes like this your child. And watch God heal her. One, two, three, shout yes. Shout yes. The devil won't have this one. We snatch up.